Homeless charity Focus Ireland has said NAMA must put a greater emphasis on making quality homes available for social housing. To date, the agency has allocated over 5,200 residential properties as potentially suitable for social housing. However, just 736 have been delivered for social housing use. Our reporter Aisling Kenny has been speaking to people who were homeless and whose lives were transformed after receiving social housing allocated by NAMA.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, hey, everybody.
And we had to go declare ourselves homeless in Parquet Hall. It was horrible. It was probably the worst thing I've ever done. It's the worst thing I've ever felt was on our way to the place. I actually felt like getting sick. I was like, I can't believe we're doing this.
Lauren and her partner became homeless after she had their second child, as they could no longer afford to pay for private rented accommodation.
Both of us worked, just unfortunately they're not very high income jobs. So we both worked and we weren't entitled to any supplements or welfare because our hours were over the recommended hours that you're allowed to work.
They were placed in emergency accommodation in Dublin city centre, which Lauren says was extremely difficult with two young children.
The actual accommodation itself was damp. Not very nice. You're secluded from absolutely everybody. You've curfews that you have to be in by a certain time. And you couldn't go for normal things like to the pictures or to dinner or just around to friends' houses because nobody knew exactly where we were.
Life changed for Lauren and her family last month when they were given a home which had been allocated by NAMA for social housing.
It's a home. It's like you walk into it and it feels like home. Since the day we walked in, we're able to sleep, we're able to open your doors, you're able to open your windows, you're able to have sunlight, you're able to let kids run around and play.
Mary Stevens, who lives in Galway, has been suffering with ill health for the last 13 years. She has also benefited from a NAMA property made available for social housing.
I have a serious problem with kidneys for about 13 years. I'd been on a waiting list to get some type of proper accommodation, and because I couldn't go out and work, I obviously couldn't afford to get something to live in. Obviously, anybody that is sick on a constant basis, I mean, depression is one of the things that does set in. But at least when I'm living in some place like this, I have a reason to do it up. The rent is absolutely, totally affordable. You know, I've no intention of moving out. To me, this is my home for however long I'm alive.
NAMA has identified over 5,200 residential properties as potentially suitable for social housing, of which 736 have been delivered. 2,800 of these properties were turned down by local authorities because they were deemed unsuitable or there was no demand in the area. Spokesperson for homeless charity Focus Ireland, Mike Allen, says NAMA must concentrate on delivering substantial numbers of quality social housing units.
They've been turned down by local authorities as unsuitable for social housing. Now, that might be that they are just badly built and that they'd be a huge liability, or it might be they're in areas where the local authorities consider there's already a very high density of local authority accommodation or social housing, and it's not appropriate to make it to have more. The simple fact is that not enough homes are coming through to us from NAMA. That's an absolute fact which we would stand over and say that something should be done about.
In a statement to Morning Ireland, NAMA said most of the 14,000 residential units under the control of NAMA debtors and receivers have either been sold or are rented to tenants. The agency said it is not open to NAMA, nor would it be appropriate to de-tenant occupied units. The statement said that while it is up to the local authorities to decide which units are suitable, there is confirmed demand for 2,000 units and demand is still being assessed for another 540 units, bringing the total number of properties that may be delivered to over 2,500. The agency also said that when units are identified as being suitable for social housing, NAMA seeks to move the process along as quickly as possible. NAMA said that when a residential unit is incomplete but deemed suitable for social housing, the agency makes funds available for its completion. People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett says the government must change NAMA's mandate so that the emphasis is on delivering social and affordable housing.
And instead of NAMA's main mandate being to make profits from the sales of its asset portfolio, its main mandate now should be to deliver social and affordable housing for the tens and tens of thousands of families who urgently need it. And that would be done through transferring at a much faster pace its assets to local local authorities for social housing and using the huge cash reserves it has to fund a major state-led social housing programme.
Where's our little titties? Huh?
For Lauren and her family, receiving a NAMA home has transformed their lives, and she says they can now look forward to their future.
I think I've had the best couple of nights sleep that I've had in a year and a half, and then it's lovely just to kind of sit together and actually have a relationship as well, because it was just more, you'd walk into that place and you'd be like, oh, just go to bed. Our plan is to obviously settle in. We do want to get married. We want to get married for a long time to make our family kind of complete and just like literally have a normal, nice, happy life.
Aisling Kenny reporting there. And in relation to Aisling's report broadcast yesterday, NAMA has asked us to point out that 786 units from its Orange portfolio were sold to private buyers or allocated to relevant authorities for social housing. And the agency has also said that 3,000 residential units have been sold from NAMA's portfolio to date, and that the 761 units sold last week were the first bulk sale to an institution.